This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The biggest company of them all, stock price times the number of stocks, is, by far, Apple. It reports its quarterly results today, and it'll be interesting to see how that wristwatch is actually doing. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
Last year, during the third quarter, Apple sold 35 million iPhones. This year, analysts predict somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 million. If they're right, says Andrew Erkwitz of Oppenheimer,
this could be the first sign that the flagship Android phones are effectively done.
Erkwitz says Androids that cost about the same as an iPhone, like Samsung's Galaxy S6, aren't selling well. And with Apple going strong,
the smartphone market is going to become very much like the notebook and PC market, and Apple will be the one luxury brand left standing.
But Erkwitz says Apple still needs to sell devices that work with the iPhone and make it harder to leave Apple's ecosystem. Devices like the Apple Watch. James McQuivey is with Forrester Research.
Whenever they sell well, they share numbers. And if they don't share the numbers on Apple Watch, it will only be regarded as a bad sign.
McQuivey says there may be something more important than early sales numbers.
Whether or not there is momentum.
That would be a good indicator, he says, of the watch's prospects next year. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.